This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1680. Don't be late. Two words Lindsay and Michelle hate.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you have a friend who's habitually late? Today, find out how to say that you want them to arrive on time and more. Listen in for fun stories and quirks from Lindsay and Michelle today.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how's everything?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. What are we talking about today?
Oh, today I'm excited. We have a good question from a listener.
Yay, I love listener questions.
Oh,
I love
me
when
too.
It's so fun when we take our listeners' questions and we make a whole episode on it. So guys, if you have a good question, send it to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Cool.
Yes, definitely. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Here we go. So this question comes from Reza Amiri. And the question is, hello, dear Lindsay. Does sharp mean exact in numbers? I already know that it's used for time, such as 9 sharp or 9 p.m. sharp. But it's also used, is it also used for digits and other calculations? For example, when talking about amounts of something, how much did you guys pay for your car? 32,000 euros sharp. Good question.
Yes, exactly. So we are going to get to this in just a second. But yeah, this is going to be a good one. So guys, remember, we want to let you know that we have some exciting Black Friday stuff going on. Black Friday fun. You go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday to find out more about it.
Yeah, that's going to be so fun. You got to go there. Get on the list, find out, get ready for it. We're going to be creating something very special for you guys, only available in and around Black Friday. So get ready. Cool. AllearsEnglish.com/Black Friday. Okay. So Michelle, let's get to it. What do we think about this question?
Yeah. So guys, I mean, Reza brought up a really good point. You know, sharp, in case our listeners didn't know, sharp can be used to talk about being punctual. So for example, the show starts at 7, so we need to leave here by 6 p.m. sharp.
Yeah.
Or,
do you say 6 p.m.? I feel like for some reason, it feels weird to say the p.m. or the a.m. and then sharp. I feel like usually I would just say like 6 o'clock sharp. Does that feel more natural or what do you think? Or am I just weird? I'm weird.
No, you're weird. No, I understand what you're saying. You're not weird. I feel like it would. I feel like sometimes people just use it even to be more emphatic, like 6 p.m. sharp. I feel like I would hear that as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, fair enough. So you can add the p.m. a.m. or you can not. You can say 6 o'clock sharp or you can say 6 p.m. sharp or 6 a.m. sharp.
Do you know what? There's something, this is something weird. For some reason, saying o'clock, there's like a, I think that it gives me like a, for some reason when I hear o'clock.
I know why. I think it's because it's so old. It feels so ancient.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. And something about the sound, a clock. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like the sound you're making in your mouth, it feels weird.
Yeah, there's something about it that I don't like. And then I think to myself, oh, I don't really say a clock, but I do. Like, of course I do.
You say it so fast that you don't think about it.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, Lindsay, that felt very important to me.
Good to know. Good to know. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Lindsay, what's another example with that?
All right. So you can say school gets out at 2:30 sharp. I'll just do it without the PM. 2:30 sharp. So please be there on time to pick him up. Yes. You must always make sure to be there on time. I remember once my mom forgot to pick me up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was just a kindergartner. So I was probably pretty dangerous, actually. I was waiting outside in the parking lot. I was like 6 years old. I was waiting out there for like an hour. And she didn't actually forget, to be fair. She had called the school and said that I should take the bus home because gymnastics was canceled, but I never got the message. So it was the administration that dropped the ball. And I was standing out there in the rain. And
Lindsay. Oh, I bet your mom felt so bad.
Especially nowadays, they'd be like, oh my gosh, your kid was out there waiting. But in the 80s, it was like, you know.
That's funny. That's funny. Oh my gosh. Lindsay, so that's how it's used very frequently. I mean, is it used for other calculations? Like he said, 30,000 euros sharp. I mean, would you say like, oh, this cost me $10 sharp?
I'm going to say a firm no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the answer for the episode.
All right.
See you later, Michelle. Have a good day.
Bye. This was fun. Lindsay, so let's talk more about sharp.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about some other vocabulary. So do you say sharp when you're talking about time, or like, what does it do when you say something sharp?
Yeah, so it really emphasizes that there's a sense of emergency, because the problem is some people, when you say, let's meet at 3, they think that means let's meet at 3:10. And some people think that means let's meet at 2:55. Mm-hmm. And some people think it's 3. So when if I say, you know, we need to be there by 7:00 sharp, I might say that if, let's say, we're at a conference and we're going to give a presentation as a team, we absolutely have to be there on that time exactly. There's no room to be late. There's no wandering in 5 minutes late.
Right, because that 5 minutes can make a big difference, right? Like sometimes 5 minutes is nothing, but sometimes 5 minutes is everything.
Yeah, completely.
When when it really does mean something, that's the time when you would say sharp, like to express that, no, we're not going to be late. So I think, you know, especially if you say like sharp, right? I think that intonation, that kind of also adds some pressure. Like if you use that sharp, you know, this person means business.
Yeah, they mean business. But there's other ways to say it that might be a little more fun, a little less intense, but mean the same thing. Like on the dot, right?
Yeah. On the dot. Do you use this one, Lindsay?
Yeah, I use this a lot. Yeah, that's interesting, your example here, because I do think I use it a lot to communicate when I'll be somewhere. Like I give someone my word. Rather than saying you need to be there at this time on the dot.
Oh, that is that is interesting. Yeah. So talking, maybe it might be better for just talking about your situation. So I feel like this one sounds like pretty fun, like on the dot. And so I feel like there's kind of slightly less pressure. But if you say, Lindsay, you said it's more talking about when you are doing it, but could you hear somebody saying like, I need you here at 3 p.m. on the dot? I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. You could. Totally. That's just my own little nuance that I had a feeling that was.
But that's interesting.
Yeah. I would say the difference between these two is that sharp sounds more serious.
Yes.
Yeah. And on the dot sounds a little more light, but you still do need to be there on time. And I'm trying to tell you that, but it's not like super strict in the way that sharp is.
Right. Interesting. So then there's promptly.
Yeah, okay. This one I don't like to say. You said you don't like to say a clock. I don't like to say promptly because I can't say the T, you know, unless I slow down.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So we're finding all sorts of things out. So guys, we used this one in episode, I believe it was 1469. And this was, don't overdose on your adverbs in English. So So definitely listen to that one. But if you wanted to say it, you could say the test starts promptly at 4 p.m.
So yeah, you can't really pronounce that T. So it's one of those awkward words that you know there's a T there, but we don't really pronounce it, but we kind of have a bumper there that we stop promptly. So the T doesn't really come out, but there's a stop there. It's interesting.
Promptly. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like you don't say it promptly, right?
I think no. I did say it the first time. I think when I first said it, and then you said, and then you brought up your thing, and then I think I'm totally lost and confused.
Oh, okay.
We'll just move on. I don't know what I say.
Today is not a pronunciation episode, luckily. So
No. Like, you know, somebody draws attention to something and then you're like, wait, do I say it? You know, it's one of those situations.
Yeah, we're losing our mind here a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So what else, Michelle? What else do we need to know today for our listeners? Okay.
So this is a fun thing. So we're talking about something that's different now. So another word you can use with time, but amount of time, a bit different. So it's really actually like the opposite of sharp. And the opposite of sharp is, well, not completely, but the word is flat.
Ooh, I feel like we're getting a music theme too, isn't it?
When yeah, sharp
music
and flat.
Writing is like sharp and flat. Oh, that's fun.
Right.
Okay.
Look at you, Lindsay. Good. So, yeah. Lindsay, if I say to you, I got to work in 30 minutes flat.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So what does that mean? I guess it means exactly 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right. We're like, well, we're talking about like the amount, right? Like the focus here is on the amount of time. Like would I say, I got to work in 30 minutes sharp?
No, that would be very weird.
No.
Yeah, you're right. So this is an important distinction. Sharp is for when you're giving the time of day and flat is for the amount of time. That's huge. Yeah.
Yes. Right. I mean, you could also say something like, I don't know, Lindsay, what's another example?
So you could say, I'm losing my place. I got out of the grocery store in 5 minutes flat. Ooh, very impressive. You were flying around the grocery store. Does it take you a long time to shop for groceries? It takes me a long time.
It takes me a long time.
So slow.
I get sidetracked and I'm like, maybe I'll do this. And I don't know. I shouldn't be allowed to go to the grocery store.
Love that.
It's always because sometimes we still do. We go to the grocery store now, too. But like sometimes because it's hard, you know, with the baby and everything. So sometimes we still do Instacart. And it's always like Dan does the Instacart and then he's like, all right, like you want to go through? And then I'll go through. And then I'm like,
oh, because you see all the things you could get. It's so easy to add that to your cart, isn't it?
Yeah, I just like add it. No, but then I have to like go through and be like, no, do I really need that?
No, yeah, for sure. And when I think, by the way, about this flat, it makes me think also of someone timing like a stopwatch with a stopwatch, a race, someone timing a race or a sprint.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. I mean, so the basic difference here is, I mean, I'm sure we could go through it and talk through it more, but let's talk about the basic difference. I mean, promptness is for sharp, right? Like, you know, three sharp. I don't want to say 3 p.m. And I don't want to say o'clock. So promptness for sharp and then time is for flat. That's how, we're going to think
about
it today.
Yeah. I like it. This is good. This is, because I could see this being a common mistake for our listeners, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love
it. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, do you think that we use flat with other things? I am actually not 100% sure. Like, would you say, like, this bag was $30 flat? I don't.
You know what I think we say? $30 what? Even.
We're
going to complicate the conversation now. We could do that another day, maybe. But yeah, I think because, you know, when you're negotiating, sometimes the language is around, I'll give you $30.50. No, take it for 30 even.
Yeah. And things are, so rarely like just even. Like, I mean, because it's always like this bag was 30. 3167. But nobody says that.
Right. That never happened. Yeah. So your change is 30 even. It never happens that your change is even. So yeah, we don't use it much. But yeah, that's what I would say, even.
Interesting. All right, guys, just one last expression before we go with flat, and that is a flat rate.
Yeah, that's good too. Okay, this is great. Wow, there's a lot of extension.
I know. I'm adding on too much, but let's just do it and that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a flat rate is a rate that stays the same. So like there's an hourly rate or a flat rate. So when you hear a flat rate, what do you think of?
So it's just like a lump sum, an amount that you're going to pay. You know, it's a flat daily rate. I think of parking a lot. City parking, a parking garage. You have a flat daily rate where you could pay $30 for the day, or you could pay, you know, $5 an hour. So you just choose based on how long you think you're going to stay. Right.
Right. So you could say something like, oh, I decided to take the let's say I decided to pay the flat rate rather than the hourly. It made more sense with my schedule. Right.
Yeah. So if you talk about contractors, like a consultant might want to get paid for a you call this like a milestone pay, a set amount, a set like the project on a project basis, right, rather than an hourly basis. You know, if I hire like a if we do an update for our app, they would say, here's the price for the whole project, the set amount, the flat rate, rather than saying, oh, my rate is X per hour and I don't know how many hours it's going to take. And, you know, so you know how much you're going to pay. Right?
Right. Exactly. Let's do one more example with flat rate.
Yeah, I give my tutor a flat rate. Sometimes it works in my favor, sometimes in his. Yeah, cool. Okay. So I love that.
Yeah. All right, let's do a role play now that we went through everything.
All right, sounds good, Michelle. Here we go. Here we are waiting for our friend to get to lunch. It looks like we're having a very important lunch, the three of us, right? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, where is she? I told her to be here promptly at 1:00. The place won't even seat us until the whole party is here.
I know. She said she'd be here at 12:55 on the dot. I mean, I hope she's okay. I left an hour ago and got here in 20 minutes flat.
Did you decide to pay your freelancer a flat or an hourly rate?
Oh, flat. It worked out for both of us.
Oh, she's calling. Okay, please be here by 1:10 sharp. See you soon.
Okay.
All right. Something serious we need to talk about here on this lunch. I hate when I think it's becoming more and more common that they, you know, especially for brunch or busy times, they won't seat your party until everyone is there, which is so, because you might have that one straggler.
Yeah. And then it's like so much pressure on that one person. Yeah. That's very that when that happens, you're like, ah.
Yeah. That's so annoying. A little bonus for our listeners. Straggler, Michelle, what does that mean? Yeah,
someone who's like behind.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. Let's go through it real quick, and then we're out of time when we finish
up here. We're out of time. All right, so, here we go. So you said, I told her to be here promptly. Ha ha.
You pronounced the T.
At 1 p.m. I'm sorry, you got stuck with that word, Lindsay.
Yeah, totally. Promptly at 1 p.m. And then you said she'd be here. She said she'd be here at 12:55 on the dot, but she's not, right? And then I left an hour ago and I got here in 20 minutes flat. You're saying it was okay for me. Why can't she be here?
Right. Maybe we're coming from the same place.
Yeah.
And then maybe we're just, maybe I
side
said the
conversation.
Word flat, so you thought of it. I don't know what you said.
Did you
decide to pay your freelancer a flat or hourly rate?
Yeah, exactly. And then here I said, okay, I guess she called and I said, okay, please be here by 1:10 sharp. See you soon. Okay. All right, cool. So we got them all in there in that conversation. But guys, yeah, throw in one or two here. Have fun with this. It's really cool to be able to be exact when you talk about time.
Time. Yeah, time, amounts of things, right? Like, so, you know, these are really useful, and we gave you a lot of them today, more than I even realized. So, and you learned today that Lindsay doesn't like to say promptly, and I don't like to say a clock.
You learned a lot, and that my mother didn't pick me up one day You learned a lot of weird things about us, guys. So, very interesting podcast episode, as always. Guys, if you love Allers English, if you love our style, this new way to learn English, then make sure you follow All Ears English. Hit the follow button now. We come at you 4 days a week with new fun lessons. Good stuff, Michelle.
All right. Awesome. This was fun. I will talk to you later.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.